All right, so it's John Mellencamp's birthday. I don't normally mention birthdays, but there it is. You know, I used to, and I still do. I think Scarecrow was a fabulous album, all right? I think the Scarecrow album was fabulous by John Mellencamp. I think it was an incredible piece of work, right? And, you know, Pink Houses, Small Town, all that stuff. And I want to mention that. But here's, I discovered something here. By the way, he's calling, Alex. I discovered something here, why Joy Behar might be so bitter. You see, it's also her birthday, one she's sharing today with a guy by the name of Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, yeah. He's 67, she's 77. That would explain some of the bitterness. There, I got that out of the way. All right, Chad Livengood here from Cranes, Detroit, to talk about what's going on with the budget. Chad, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good weekend. I wonder, I had lunch with Mike Shirky at the end of last week. You know, after the line item vetoes had all been announced so far, then I said, Mike, anything going on? Oh, no, everything's good. You know, he was cool as a cucumber. Are you worried about any of this? No, not really. I'm good. And he had a smile on his face. You know, different group of people there at lunch. Everybody's, you know, saying hi and this thing. Anyhow, he doesn't seem terribly concerned about the line item vetoes, whether it's for road funding or Pure Michigan or any of it. What do you make of it?
Well, Senator Shirky's in a little bit different position in that he's term limited. He doesn't have to stand for re-election next year. He's not eyeing in the next seat, at least not at this point, like some other members of the legislature, particularly in northern Michigan. Lee Chatfield, the Speaker of the House in Emmett County, a lot of these targeted line item vetoes were targeted for him and his district up there in Emmett County, Chippewa County. So his sheriff's deputies, they got cut, like all sheriff's deputies across the state who house low risk offenders, who do secondary patrol, road patrol for the state police. He has several isolated schools, that have specific, grants to help subsidize their operation. Those got axed by the governor. Subsidy for ferry service to Drummond Island, grants to the medical clinics in Mackinac and Drummond Island. These were all kind of targeted for Lee Chatfield to try to put pressure on him to move a supplemental budget bill that the governor approves of. And so,
but let's be honest,
the House are sweating a little more today than the Senate right now.
But let me be honest here. I mean, you look at. And Drummond Island's not, maybe it's in his district. It's not in Emmett County. But you look at the ads that will come out of this. The governor slashed funding for rural hospitals. The governor slashed funding for education. The political ads that come out of these line item vetoes are not good for her, I don't believe. I mean, these are tough ads that can be crafted against her for the line item veto she took. You know, Pure Michigan, you know, gets axed from Pure Politics or however you, I mean, there's 100 different ways you can go on these things. So the fight goes on, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yeah. And there's not a lot of defense from the governor other than the budget was a mess and I had to do things for public safety, which are kind of vague. And the budget is a mess is not exactly something that your average voter just says, oh, okay, I agree with that, because nobody really understands the $60 billion state budget.
Let me ask you this.
It's very, very complex.
Let me ask you this, because this has occurred to me recently, and I want your take on it, because you have you observe this every day. But when I look back to the Granholm administration, Jennifer Granholm, Governor Granholm, she was out in public all the time, giving speeches, making comments, shaking hands, you know, pressing the flesh, as they say. Rick Snyder did a ton of that, you know, early on in his administration. At the end, he was pretty much invisible. We know why. But I don't see Governor Whitmer out there doing the retail politics, if you will, the way the previous two governors did. A Republican and a Democrat seem to be a lot more engaged on a daily basis, shaking hands, kissing babies, if you will. Am I wrong?
I would say a little bit, because she is out quite a lot. I see her at a lot of events in Southeast Michigan. Today, she's speaking at the AARP of Michigan conference. in Lansing. So there's, you know, the last month or so, she's been kind of hunkered down in the Capitol or in her office in the Romney building, you know, figuring out what to do with this budget and trying to get something going on roads, obviously. But, yeah, she spent quite a lot of time this summer going around talking to groups, trying to pitch this plan. She spent 6 months trying to sell a 45-cent gas tax increase, and it ended up with fellow Democrats saying, no, we're not going to do that. That's extreme. And so now she's been doing all that you usually do as a governor, go out and try to pressure people with the bully pulpit of the governor or try to basically make coalition and friends. But, you know, this her principal line item, objective of a massive gas increase just didn't take off.
No, and that brings me back, Chad, that brings me back to next November and leading up to it, obviously, all of next year. She said fix the damn roads, and then you put a soundtrack in of crickets, you know, because it didn't happen, or the Line 5 fiasco where she spent all the time there trying to sell the 45-cent gas tax and so on and so forth. I think it's going to make for an interesting campaign and election season because she hasn't been able to get out. Now, what she will argue and the Democrats will argue, well, we need the Senate. We need the House. We can't do this because the Republicans are do-nothing Republicans and blocking us. I'll give you a quick last word.
Yeah, you would expect that in the fight for the House next fall that she will try to make that case that the legislature owns these roads. They've been in charge of the purse strings for 10 years.
Sure.
And they haven't approved a major increase in funding.
And there you go. Next time I have you back, which might be very soon, by the way, I need to know why the impasse with General Motors and the UAW. Can't get into it now, Chad. I mean, there's only so much time in a day and so many things to cover, but I greatly appreciate you being here as always.
Thanks, Steve. Anytime.
Chad Livengood, senior editor at Cranes Detroit, keeping his finger on the pulse. Quick break. We'll be right back.